Man's Search for Meaning by Grant McFarlane.
It takes a lot of time to be a genius. You have to sit around so much, doing nothing, really doing nothing. When you see me watching TV, I am not being lazy. It is actually a quest for information, for fresh observation, a different perspective. For the product of my output needs such stimulus as its input. When you hear me sing along to club anthems from the 80s, I am not having fun. I am reliving moments of my formative years to regain the sensations of youth, the emotions of that experience. I am attempting to capture the very essence of joy. For only by truly savouring such everyday events can one discern the substance and quality needed for understanding. When you smell the alcohol on me when I came in from the pub, I am not just drinking, no. I was hearing other people's perspectives on current affairs. The gin, only but an oil used to allow free spinning of their thoughts. The beer as a chaser to push their streams of consciousness. For only in this near spiritual state can I gain the truth from my fellow man and know their frightful views. I take no pleasure in these events. Indeed, it is a burden to live one's life so detached, always observing, always searching for the essence of life in the sediment of existence. It is by living for and within these dregs of normal life that may give you the impression I just sit around and do nothing. But let not the cover fool you in perceiving the book. For my book will give forth this knowledge I suffer, and within such pages great truths shall be revealed. In doing so, I will help a great many to achieve that hitherto thought unimaginable. It is for this greater good for which I strive. Some may say it's altruism, but I dismiss such faint praise, whilst acknowledging their insight. The divining rod of my intellect must sift through these multifarious sources of material to discern that which is the very fabric of our lives. It is hard work, hardly nothing. So I resent your facetious quote that I am writing a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.